Hey, you're still here. No, it's fine. Actually, I was worried that you might have left without saying goodbye. No, join me for a drink. Dad used to show off this bottle of whiskey all the time. Apparently it's worth a lot. He said that I could have it if I promised I would drink to him after his funeral. Yeah, I don't really like whiskey. I'm not really a big drinker at all, actually. Yeah, I did make a promise. I'm gonna have just one more drink and then keep the bottle on the shelf to, you know, remind me of him or whatever. But yeah, you should have a drink too. You guys were friends for so long. He would have wanted that. You went to the same high school as my dad, right? God, I can't even imagine what that would be like to be friends with somebody for that long. You guys were friends for almost twice as long as I've been alive. That's crazy. Yeah, I can't believe he's gone. It doesn't really seem real yet. Here you go. To Dad. Cheers. Fuck, that's strong. You know, your speech today was really touching. It was really comforting in a way. Seeing all those people come to pay their respects to my dad. But it was also kind of weird, like, all those people, they didn't know him like I knew him, and I wonder if they would have even come to his funeral if they knew. Fuck. I'm gonna need another drink. You know, I'm really glad it's just the two of us. There's something I need to get off my chest. And shit, no one knows about this. Not even Mom. I know that everyone thinks that my dad was this amazing guy, right? Like, that's what everyone's been saying to me all day. The perfect man, hardworking, loyal, good father. The whole package. But you should have seen what he was like at home. I mean, when he was home anyway. He wasn't really around that much. Like, I don't remember a night when he didn't come home drunk. Like, the times he didn't come home drunk, he was already at home getting drunk. He cheated on Mom so many times with girls from work, fuck prostitutes. He'd go on business trips for weeks, and Mom would cry herself to sleep, knowing that in the back of her mind that he was probably just fucking some young girl that week at that moment. And I mean, he was still in love with her, like, even with all this bullshit that he put her through, he really did love her. Like, Mom left him when I was 12, and that's around the time when it started. About 2 weeks after Mom left, he staggered through the front door, blind drunk as usual. But I could tell he'd been crying. I was watching TV and doing my homework, and he sat down next to me. And he just started kissing my neck and my face while saying Mom's name. I remember it so vividly. He reeked of whiskey, and his stubble was so rough on my cheek. I yelled at him to get off and ran straight to my room and locked the door. And for 20 minutes, I just watched the door staring, wondering if he was going to try to come in and, I don't know, rape me, I guess. A few hours later, I opened the door really quietly, and he was just passed out on the couch. The next day when he dropped me off at school, he didn't say anything. He probably didn't even remember. We never spoke about it. Nothing happened for a few more weeks, so I didn't tell anyone. It was just an accident, right? But a couple months later, something else happened. It was midnight, and my dad wasn't home yet, so I just went to bed. But I woke up when I heard someone opening my bedroom door. I was so scared. I didn't know if it was my dad or not. I was freaking out. But for some reason, I couldn't move or talk. I wanted to scream, but I couldn't. It was like I was frozen. And I heard someone tiptoeing through my room like they didn't want me to wake up. And before he got too close, the smell of whiskey hit me, and it relaxed me a little bit because I knew it was Dad and not some sick rapist or whatever. It was pitch black, so I couldn't see anything. But I still remember his whisker scratching against my cheek as he kissed my face and my neck. I remember breathing in his thick whiskey breath, and he slipped his hand underneath the blanket and started touching me all over my body. I don't know why I didn't say anything. I was scared shitless. I liked it, and I was scared that I liked it. He put his hands inside my pajama pants and started rubbing his finger up and down my slit. He was so gentle. It was weird that he was so drunk as his finger was rubbing on my pussy and clit so gently, so carefully. It was fucking strange. He must have known I was awake because I was breathing so heavily, but I didn't say anything. And he didn't say anything either. He rubbed me for a little while. Then he put his finger inside me. I felt so dirty. So fucking dirty. And then it started to hurt. I never had anyone touch me down there before that. So I finally summoned up the courage to say something. I said, "Dad, it's not Mom." He stopped straight away and walked out of the room and closed the door without a word. I wondered if he knew what he was doing or not. But after he left, I was thinking about what the fuck just happened. I started rubbing myself just the way he had done it. I rubbed the wetness from my virgin pussy into my clit. And that's how I had my first orgasm. I was thinking about Dad. So, do you need another drink after hearing that? Yeah, I think so too. Hard to believe, right? Yeah. No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm fine, really. It's fine. We've known each other for a long time. Like, you were friends with Dad before I was born. I know this might seem a bit weird because you've known me since I was a little girl, but I used to have the biggest crush on you when I was a teenager. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make it awkward, but I mean, now that Dad's gone, I guess there's no reason not to tell you. You were so fucking hot back then. Well, I mean, you still are, but there was something about that age difference that used to turn me on so fucking much. Like, just something about a man the same age as my dad. Do you remember that time you and Dad were talking on the couch and I came and squeezed between the two of you? You said it was cute. What I really wanted to do was sit on your lap. Sit on your lap and grind myself against you until I could feel the bulge straining against me. Just rubbing myself all over that throbbing, aching hardness between your jeans while you ran your hands over my little 14-year-old body. Yeah, that's how old I was. Doesn't even seem like that long ago, does it? You know, you could have had me. Back then, I mean. You totally could have fucked your best friend's 14-year-old daughter if you'd made a move. But that would have been really inappropriate. I mean, now is probably not the best time to be talking about this. I'm sorry. I'm sure you wouldn't want to disrespect Daddy. Not today, of all fucking days. I'm sorry. I didn't. Can I have a hug, though? I really need one. Don't stop holding me. I feel so nice. You won't disappear, will you? Just because Dan's gone, I mean, we can be friends anyway. It's not that strange for an older man to be friends with a much younger woman, is it? For so fucking long. Do you know how many times I masturbated thinking about you when I was a little girl? I've lost count. Fuck. Get your cock out. Get your fucking cock out. Don't worry about taking your clothes off. Just get it out. Do you know how fucking wet I've been getting? Just by talking to you. It'll slide right in. Fuck yes. Time ago. Fuck yes, you have a nice cock. Oh, feel this. Feel how wet I am. Don't you? You wanted me since I was a 14-year-old girl. And fuck, I used to walk around the house in those tiny shorts. You don't think it was on purpose? I've always wanted the attention of older men. Yeah, even my daddy. God. Fuck. Fuck, yeah, but my clay. God, your fingers feel so rough against my clay. It's fucking hot. Please put it in. Come on, please, please put it in right now. But, yeah. This for a long time, haven't you? Fuck, I can tell. Yeah, please pat me hard. Please do fuck my little gunny. Shit. Yes. You think this is what my daddy would have wanted? Oh God, fuck. Harder. You're a fucking dirty old man. I saw the way you looked at me. I saw the way you would ogle my tiny little cunny. And how your fucking cock would bulge through your pants. Oh God. I knew you wanted to rape me, little cunny. Oh, yeah, don't stop, please. Oh, yeah. You're such a fucking pervert. You fucking push your cock inside your best friend's daughter. Fuck. It was right after my 14th birthday. My dad was passed out on the couch. I unzipped his pants. Pulled out his cock and I sucked it. Shit. You like that? It didn't get hard straight away, so I kept sucking it for a few seconds. And then it got hard. And you started moaning in his sleep. And then he woke up. When he saw his own daughter sucking his cock. The noise he made. Fuck. Oh God. Oh fuck, yeah. Yeah, fuck me. Don't stop. Please make me your little bitch. Yeah, please make me your little fucking bitch. Fuck. Please fuck my tiny little cunny with your hard cock. Call me a fucking bitch. Say it, please. Show me what you wouldn't do to me. Show me you did a little bitches. Fuck yeah, pull my hair. Please pull my hair. Daddy. Fuck yeah, daddy. Please fuck your little bitch, daddy. Fucker. Daddy. Why, daddy? Fuck, daddy, why? I'm just a little whore. I'm just a little worthless whore for your cock, daddy. Fuck, you make me into a filthy fucking worthless little whore. Oh God, daddy. fucking about my little cunty daddy. Fuck my little girl cunt. Daddy, please, please fuck me like a little whore that I am. Yeah. Fuck me rough, daddy. Fuck me as rough as you like. My little cunty is yours. I'll be your good little cum toy, please, daddy. Fucking ruin me. Bug daddy. Bug daddy, I'm gonna come. Daddy, don't stop, please. Please, let me come around your cock, daddy, please. Daddy. Daddy, I'm coming. Close, daddy. Please come and say my little cutie, daddy. Please don't be a little girl with your hot cum. Please, daddy. Oh, daddy, don't stop him. God, daddy. I can feel your calm losing out of me. So, how do you feel? All those years later, you wanted to fuck me. Your best friend's daughter. And you finally did it on the day of his funeral. Come on, I think we both need another drink.